This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, November 19. God, the giver of full life. A reading comes from Luke chapter 5. One day, Jesus was teaching, and Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting there. They had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was with Jesus to heal the sick. Some men came, carrying a paralyzed man on a mat, and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." The Pharisees and the teachers of the law began thinking to themselves, "Who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Jesus knew what they were thinking and asked, "Why are you thinking these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." So he said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." Immediately, he stood up in front of them, took what he had been lying on, and went home praising God. Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, "We have seen remarkable things today." Sometimes I find it hard to ask someone for help. I'm not sure if it's my pride to be independent or my fear of being a burden that gets in the way. But I know there have been times in my life when asking someone for something would have eased the burden I was carrying. Our reading in Luke 5 today is a wonderful story about someone asking for help. A paralyzed man, with some of his friends, heard that Jesus was teaching at a neighbor's house. The man and his friends knew of Jesus' ability to heal, so the friends found an unusual way to carry the man to meet Jesus, in the hope that he could be healed. Something that has often struck me about this story is Jesus' response. He doesn't mention their hard work and bravery to bring the man to him for healing. Instead, he first commends the man for his faith and forgives his sin. What I've learned here is that the friends of the paralyzed man deeply loved him and wanted him to experience the fullness of life, walking, running, jumping, and more. And Jesus wanted the man, along with his friends, to experience the fullness of life even more by having life in his kingdom forever. This is a story about someone who asks for help in this life and receives even more, the amazing fullness of the life to come. Pray with me. Lord, we stand before you in need of your help, for without you, we are helpless. Forgive us, we pray. And may your Spirit mold and shape us more into your image each day. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.